Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for a weekly update of the business news and events happening across our state, and here to help us today is Andy Owens, Managing Editor of SC Biz News, the company that publishes the Columbia Regional Business Report, Charleston Regional Business Journal, GSA Business, and SC Biz News Magazine. And we have him on the phone from Charleston. Andy, welcome.
Thanks, Mike. It's good to be with you.
Let's see what's showing up on your radar today. Our first interview for 2020. Happy New Year.
Yes, thank you. Happy New Year. Yeah. So what we've been doing across our newsrooms in South Carolina is looking at, you know, the next 6 to 12 months. And that means this is the time of year when we talk to businesses about their challenges, opportunities, what they're looking for, what they're concerned about. And to be honest with you, we were somewhat surprised. They've all been extremely positive about what they're seeing and what they're hoping for. Now, the number one thing on everybody's list of concerns is access to qualified talent. People are still having quite a bit of trouble finding people to do the work. But, you know, in some ways, that's a good problem to have. All of the businesses that we talk to, and they're all small to medium-sized local businesses, also have plans for the coming year to grow or expand services and explore other opportunities. So Mike, if there's a recession on the horizon, and our admittedly unscientific survey of companies in South Carolina indicates it's not something they're concerned about. We talked to entrepreneurs who are launching products and services. We talked to Julie Weldon and Stacy Pierce of OEM Gear, and they're planning on launching a national brand around a flagship product, outdoor product, launching in spring. So we're seeing a lot of optimism, especially when you consider what's happening right now in Washington and the fact that we're in the middle of an election year. You know, we generally expect business to see a slowdown in buying and expansion during the presidential years, but I'm not sure that's the case. We're in a boom right now, and I'm not sure if there's anything that can knock it down.
Well, I'm not going to try to find something to knock it down for you. Everybody's, I think, kind of looking forward to another good year. What else are you seeing?
One of the things that I've been getting a lot of calls on recently is medical marijuana. A lot of people in other parts of the country are seeing this as a cash crop. And I tell them all the same thing, like it's not legal here, so we're not really going to do any stories on it. But one thing that we did explore is South Carolina's pilot program for industrial hemp. Hemp is not marijuana. You know, they're in the same family, but it has an industrial use. Compared to other states, South Carolina has only about 680 acres, and that puts it 25th out of 37 states that are growing industrial hemp.
But that's because it was only just recently legal to start growing hemp, and the law allowed for it on a phase-in basis. So each year, a few more acres are allowed to be planted, right?
Exactly. And also, as the farmers get used to growing this and documenting it, because that's been a problem for the Department of Agriculture, and some of the law enforcement understands what's going on, and they realize the industrial uses for this, I think that phase-in pilot project is actually going to increase quite a bit. You know, Allendale is the county with the most acres, and they've got 176 acres. But even Richland County has, a very small a bit. So it's pretty spread out. Not really any in the upstate, but between the Midlands and the Lowcountry, and in Williamsburg County has 43 acres. Sumter has 150. I think the pilot program is really going to take off. I think we have 114 licensed farmers right now, so that's a good start. It's not the new cash crop yet, but I think the potential is clearly there to have that many counties involved.
Well, Andy, how's the event calendar looking?
We got some stuff coming up. On February 6th in Charleston, we're going to have a sports-related panel discussion with the PGA, the River Dogs, Stingrays, Battery, and Volvo Cars Open about sports and the impact of that. And then on February 4th, 5th, and 6th, the Department of Commerce is holding an innovation event in three locations in Greenville, Columbia, and Charleston. So that's part of their Office of Innovation. They're launching a toolkit talk series, which is celebrating innovators across the state. And it's an interactive series with online resources and a lot of idea sharing between innovators. And then a little bit further down, a big event coming up is the South Carolina Automotive Summit, and that's going to be February 26th through the 28th in Greenville at the Hyatt Regency. And that's a lot of manufacturers and suppliers and speakers talking about the statewide impact of manufacturing across South Carolina.
Andy, as always, thanks for the update.
Thank you, Mike.
Andy Owens is managing editor of SC Biz News. We will have a link to his organization posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, connect with us, and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.